to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop game cast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Mose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your man, Magic Mose. Give me one of those long, skinny microphones, and I'm hip-hop's Bob Barker, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden-era hip-hop game cast. We have two phenomenal golden-era gladiators in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to Ray, a.k.a. Not Bad Rad, a.k.a. the infamous CB1, a 42-year-old designer, and Michael, with no nickname, a 42-year-old project manager.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, yo.
Do you guys just walk around like hip-hop veterans that can't wait to flex your knowledge? Or have you moved on to smooth jazz and Home Depot projects in your old age?
Home Depot projects, definitely.
Definitely so. Home Depot yeah. projects. Yeah. I haven't been flexing since the 90s.
Smooth jazz?
Yeah. All right, I'm really excited to get into it with you hip-hop brainiacs, but let's get to know you guys a little bit better before we move into this competition. First, Ray, who's your favorite gangster rapper from the 90s and why?
I'd say Snoop. He's funny. He's intelligent. He smokes weed every day and he eats Dunkin' Donuts.
So you're talking about the double OWG breakfast sandwich?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that is the most gangster thing in existence for him to do. It's a plant-based sausage on two donuts.
Can you believe it?
Second question. If you had to choose one 90s rapper to be okay with stealing your girl, who would you choose and why?
I think I've described this before. If I'd say that if it was a 90s rapper to steal my girl and why, it's Common. Because have you ever met Common?
I did. I did meet Common when I was really young. He was suave as hell. I got a follow-up question for you about your Common love. If you wanted to educate someone who's never heard of Common, but you could only play one track, which song would you choose and why?
Oh, wow. I never knew a love like this.
The Light.
Oh. The Light. Is that The Light?
Yeah.
The Light. I'd say The Light.
Last question for you. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
The least hip-hop thing is trim my nose hairs.
So, we love grooming here. Yeah, we love personal responsibility and grooming. All right, moving on to Michael. Let's get to know you a little bit, man. Who's your favorite gangster rapper from the 90s and why?
Dr. Dre.
The doctor.
The man. No Snoop Dogg without Dr. Dre, you know, and a lot of other rappers. So, I mean, and, you know, coming straight out of Compton, N.W.A.
Yep, yep.
I gotta say, Dre, he's the man.
Next question. If you had to choose one 90s rapper to be okay with stealing your girl, who would you choose and why?
Tupac. You know, Tupac's the man. That's why I fuck your bitch. Yeah, I'm trying to get gangster. Right?
Yeah, it is gangster. Let's think about Tupac. So, Me Against the World or All Eyes on Me, which album is superior and why?
All Eyes on Me. I feel All Eyes on Me, I probably bumped more in my car growing up.
Me Against the World was like the Tupac in glasses versus Tupac in the leather vest on All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Last question for you. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Did the dishes, made some breakfast for the kids, did some laundry.
Just mad chores. What age are your kids?
10 and 6.
How are you are you spreading the legacy of golden era hip hop to your children? Or are you letting them figure this out on their own?
Oh, man. I try to preach to those guys and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear hip hop.
I feel for you,
They're
man.
They're so not hip hop.
All right, guys. So here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, and you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. We'll go back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up and give you both a chance to win the game and take home our prize. the title of Headspin Champion, and $500.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it.
All right, but the loser today will have to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel is going to have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence that's ripped straight from the 90s. It'll live on our Instagram page forever. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know
it.
All right, Ray, you're going to be first. That means, Michael, you'll be going into our booth. All right, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock is going to start after I ask the first question. Here we go. Which group penned the hit The Humpty Dance?
Digital Underground.
What signature item did Flavor Flav wear around his neck?
A clock.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan was also in The Gravediggers?
Pass.
What was the name of Ice Cube's character in Boys in the Hood?
Pass.
Which member of the Gangstar Foundation wrote the hit Come Clean in 1994?
Pass.
Name the two members of the Black Sheep.
Drez. Pass.
What was the name of the collective consisting of House of Pain, Cypress Hill, and Funk Dubious?
House of Pain. Oh, man. Pass.
All right, that's time. That's time.
Oh, man.
Ray.
Ray, like, man. Why couldn't I think of anything? Just blank.
Ray, you scored 2 out of 7 questions right in that first round. How are you feeling right now?
I feel like Doo-Doo Brown.
Doo-Doo Brown? Yeah, you were uber confident.
And I went in there and I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And I was like, oh, man, that was a good question, though.
No worries, Ray. Go ahead and head into our booth, and we're going to bring out Michael now. All right, it's Michael's turn. Are you ready for this, man? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Let's go.
All right, let's get your game face on. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Which group penned the hit The Humpty Dance?
Digital Underground.
Which signature item did Flavor Flav wear around his neck?
Clock.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan was also in The Gravediggers?
Raekwon.
What was the name of Ice Cube's character in Boys in the Hood?
Doughboy.
Which member of the Gangstar Foundation wrote the hit Come Clean in 1994?
Pass.
Name the two members of the Black Sheep.
Pass.
What was the name of the collective consisting of House of Pain, Cypress Hill, and Funk Dubious?
Let's get high.
Which member of the Gangstar Foundation wrote the hit Come Clean in 1994?
Guru.
Name the two members of the Black Sheep.
I don't know.
Yeah, Michael, you scored 3 out of 7 questions correct. How are you feeling about that?
Not good.
Let's bring Ray out. Let's talk about the questions. Let's see how you guys did and what the correct answers were. Digital Underground penned the hit The Humpty Dance. Flavor Flav wears a clock around his neck. RZA was the member of Wu-Tang Clan that was also in The Gravediggers. Doughboy was Ice Cube's character name in Boys in the Hood.
Doughboy.
I got that one right.
You got that one right. Ray, not so much. J-Ru the Damager is the one who wrote Come Clean in 1994. Drez and Mr. Long are the two members of Black Sheep.
Oh.
Yeah, you both got that one wrong.
Can we get half credit?
No half credits. No half stepping on this show.
Oh, that's right.
You gotta come correct. Yep. The name of the collective consisting of House of Pain, Cypress Hill, and Funk Dubious was Soul Assassins.
Man.
All right. After round one, Michael is in the lead with 300 points. Ray has 200 points. There's still a whole lot of Headspin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round. Questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after a quick break. Headspin!
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Headspin. We got Ray and Michael battling it out today. Michael is in the lead with 300 points, and Ray is trailing just behind with 200 points. It's anybody's game still. Today, they're playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500.
What?
Yeah. All right, the loser today will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, DJ Cool.
Today's Headspin consequences are gangster prankster. FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo.
Got
beef. Freestyle rap your order at Fatburger.
Grin and Barry.
Listen to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row with no break.
Changing tables.
Set up a table and a sign that reads Lil Pump is a better MC than Tupac.
Change my mind.
Jump square. Dress like Crisscross on Hollywood Boulevard and jump to their hit song, Jump. Sugar Hill Rain. Call a random contact and recite as much of Rapper's Delight as possible. Back to you, Magic Most.
All right, let's move into round two, guys. Michael, you'll be kicking off round two. Ray, you're going to be heading into our booth. All right, Michael, are you ready? How's your memory now? You feeling up to speed? What's going on in your brain?
It's like an old engine. I gotta warm it up first, you know?
All right, let's do a quick oil change and get it cracking. 60 seconds starts after the first question. Here we go. What are the full names of the two members of Nice and Smooth?
Pass.
Finish this line. It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Who produced Criss Cross's debut album, Totally Crossed Out?
Pass.
Name MC Search's rap partner in third base.
Pass.
According to Diamond D, who had a one-track mind?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was the first rapper to ever perform on the Grammys?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince.
Which late rapper was also known as the Overweight Lover?
Heavy D.
What are the full names of the two members of Nice and Smooth?
Pass.
Who produced Criss Cross's debut album, Totally Crossed Out?
Jermaine Dupri.
Time's up, Michael. Time's up. All right, Michael, you're pretty consistent here in your rap knowledge. You got 3 out of 7 questions correct in this round.
Whew, I'm feeling good, actually.
Yeah, look at you come through in the clutch with that oil change. All right, let's go ahead and bring out Ray.
What's up? What's up?
All right, Ray, it's getting serious, man. The questions in this round are worth 200 points. You got 60 seconds after I read the first question. Are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
All right.
What are the full names of the two members of Nice and Smooth?
Nice. Oh, Craig Nice. Smooth B.
Finish this line. It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Who produced Criss Cross's debut album, Totally Crossed Out?
Jermaine Dupri.
Name MC Search's rap partner and third base.
Oh. Pass.
According to Diamond D, who had a one-track mind?
I know this. No. Pass.
Who was the first rapper to ever perform on the Grammys?
Will Smith.
All right, that's time. All right, Ray, you got 2 out of 7 questions correct in that round. Ray, what were you going to say on One Track Mind? I feel like you were close, like it was bubbling up in your brain.
I kept thinking Sarah, but it's not Sarah.
Sarah?
No.
Let's bring out Mikey and see what it is. All right, Greg Nice and Smooth B were the two members of Nice and Smooth. Ray, I think you said Craig?
I said Craig. I was like,
super close.
Mac, I don't know what I was thinking.
All right, guys, sing it with me. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Congrats on getting that right to both of you. Jermaine Dupri produced Criss Cross's debut album, Totally Crossed Out. Both of you got that right. Prime Minister Pete Nice is MC Search's rap partner from third base.
Pete Nice.
According to Diamond D, Sally had a one-track mind. Kool Moe Dee was the first rapper to ever perform on the Grammys. Yeah, I think you guys both said Will Smith.
Was he the first rapper to win a Grammy?
I think he was the first rapper to win a Grammy. You're right. And yeah. I think maybe you're thinking about because he did that Kool Moe Dee Wild Wild West song. Like maybe you got that mixed up in your brain. No. All right, Mike, you got this one right. Heavy D was the late rapper also known as the overweight lover.
I didn't even get to that.
Ray, would you have got that question correct if we would have got to it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
He's the overweight love heavy.
That's right.
Dude. Okay. Sure. All right, guys. Michael is still in the lead with 900 total points. Ray, you got 600 total points. Not too bad, but not good enough right now. We got to step it up a little bit, Ray.
Let's do this.
All right. This is a super close game. Round three is coming up, and the correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each contestant a chance to take home our grand prize of $500 and bragging rights. Which one of these golden era gladiators is going to come out on top? You'll find out when we come back.
After the break, it's the final round of Headspin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Headspin! Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Headspin, folks. After two rounds, Michael is in the lead, having scored 900 points to Ray's 600 points. Oh, but it's not over. This round, each of you have the chance to win because the point values are tripled. Ray, you're going to be going first. Michael, you're going to head in our isolation booth. Okay, Ray, are you ready to do this? Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
All right, 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Which British-born MC was known for his eye patch and gold chains?
Slick Rick.
Name the DJ for Cypress Hill.
DJ Muggs.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan's real name is Clifford Smith Jr.?
Method Man.
Who was They Reminisce Over You a tribute to?
Pass.
Who founded Tommy Boy Records?
Tommy Boy Records. Pass.
What DJ spent 7 seasons as the resident DJ on Def Comedy Jam?
Kid Capri.
What did the acronym of JJ Fad stand for?
JJ Fad. Pass.
Who was They Reminisce Over You a tribute to?
It's his brother. Man, I don't know.
That's time, man. All right, Ray, amazing comeback. You got 4 out of 7 questions correct. Let's bring out Michael and let's see how he does with the same questions. All right, Michael, you're in a real dogfight right now. I don't know if you're ready to hear this, but Ray took the lead during his turn. Ooh. So if you want to win it all now and take home the grand prize, you're going to need to get at least 4 questions correct in this final round. Are you ready for this?
I'll do my best.
All right, here we go. Which British-born MC was known for his eye patch and gold chains?
Slick Rick.
Name the DJ for Cypress Hill.
DJ Muggs.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan's real name is Clifford Smith Jr.?
Method Man.
Who was They Reminisce Over You a tribute to?
I pass.
Who founded Tommy Boy Records?
Pass.
What DJ spent 7 seasons as the resident DJ on Def Comedy Jam?
Pass.
What did the acronym of JJ Fad stand for?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was They Reminisce Over You a tribute to?
Reminisce Over You. I don't know. Pass.
Who founded Tommy Boy Records?
KRS-One.
All right, that's time. All right, Michael, before I let you know how you did, let's bring out Ray so we can recap the round. All right, Slick Rick was the British-born MC known for his eye patch and gold chains. DJ Muggs was the DJ for Cypress Hill. Clifford Smith Jr. is Method Man's real name. They Reminisce Over You is a tribute to Trouble T-Roy or Troy. Both of you guys got that wrong. It's an acronym. They Reminisce Over You, Troy. Yeah. Got it. Tom Silverman founded Tommy Boy Records. Kid Capri was the DJ on Def Comedy Jam. And neither one of you knew the acronym for JJ Fad stands for Just Jammin' Fresh and Def. All right, Ray, Michael, We have a predicament. For the first time in Headspin history, we have ended round 3 with a tie.
Oh, man. Of course.
Both of you have a total of 1,800 points. I'm seriously nervous for you guys. When we started this competition, I had a full head of hair, and now I look like RoboCop when he took his helmet off. Our Headspin Hip-Hop Brain Trust has decided to put you gladiators in the ring for one last opportunity for the win. We're going to ask one final golden era question to separate the CB4 from the NWA. Use your buzzer when you know the answer, and I'll call on whoever's first. If I call on you and you get it wrong, the other contestant is going to have a chance to steal your win and take home our grand prize. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. What's the rap moniker of actor-musician Yasiin Bey? Michael, what's the answer?
Mos Def.
Ah, yeah! Our Headspin champion for the win!
Oh,
yeah. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for our Headspin champion, Michael! Congratulations, you joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. What are you going to do with all that money, Mikey?
Give it to my wife and kids.
All right, now here is the bad news. Ray, you're going to be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. This is terrible for you. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Ruthless Records recording artist JJ Fad wasn't just an acronym for Just Jammin' Fresh and Def, but was also the initials to each member of that group. Juana, Juanita, Fatima, Anna, and Dania. Take that, LL Cool J.
Oh, man, Ray, you landed on Changing Table. You'll be posted on Hollywood Boulevard with a sign that says Lil Pump is a better MC than Tupac. Change my mind. If you would like to witness Ray's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show. Thank you for listening to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and shoot us a DM, all right? I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
Why is Lil Pump better than...
Because Gucci Gang, man. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Gucci Gang all day.
Really?
Yes.
These people wouldn't even have a career without someone like Tupac.
I understand that. I understand that. Right.